crowded backyard. Everybody's laughing. Kind of party next week, you'll say I was there when it happened.
What are the memories you've got about growing up in your backyard, huh? Boy, we filled our backyard at our house with thousands of great family memories. There'd been more fried chicken cooked in that backyard than at the Colonel's chicken kitchen himself. Been a few
swimming pool under orange trees, yeah,
bocce ball, a few boiled crawfish, more than a couple
trampoline,
boiled shrimp and crab, always with some good music. And we did put a flat screen TV outside for one reason, so that as the football viewing audience got bigger and bigger and bigger, we simply just, our living room wasn't big enough. We simply had to put people in more places. So I love sitting out on my back patio in the evening and watching a show or catching a Diamondbacks game. Hey, we've got a call. Let's see if we can get to it before we go back to the topic at hand of remodeling, renovating that space, that room right out your back door. But right now, let's bring Tom into the conversation from Phoenix. Tom, how are you, my friend?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, how can we help?
Well, I recently had an energy audit done at my house, and I'm happy to say the energy audit, proved out very well.
Yeah.
But the guy suggested something that sounded like a great idea, and I actually did it, but now I'm wondering if there was any side effects that I didn't think about. In my attic, like many houses, the ductwork is strapped to the rafters. It's kind of that round foil-wrapped ductwork. It's somewhat flexible.
Yep.
He suggested that I might want to consider dropping that down, cutting the strap, so to speak, dropping it down onto the floor of the attic and covering that with insulation. And I said, God, it sounds like an ingenious idea, but did I not think of something that I should have?
No, I'm trying to picture how much insulation is he spraying in on some of those round semi-flexible ducts can be 12 and 18 inches in diameter. Are we talking about just small supply tributary lines that are about 8 or 9 inches in diameter?
No, this was the main line. It probably was around the 12 inches, although I didn't mention it. He actually, skimmed out the insulation that was beneath it,
okay,
dropped it down out of wood, and then mounted about 10, 11 inches over it. So there is a big mound of insulation over where the ducts run.
Well, my mind's jumping through about 20 different scenarios right here, Tom, and I'll have to tell you, if in fact, depending on what else was discovered at your house, were there any other things he recommended? This would certainly help and be more comfortable for sure. Was it the number one most critical thing for you to do to get a return on your investment?
No, it was probably one of the lesser ones.
Okay.
The negative air pressure test, I was actually running at about maybe 70% of what the standard is, so that was actually a good sign for me.
Okay, yeah.
Says my house is reasonably tight.
Yes, yeah, it must be.
And he did some other caulking and ductwork type of sealing.
Okay.
This was just an added feature, and it just sounded so ingenious. I said, God, why wouldn't you want to do it? And with the rebates, my cost was almost nothing.
Well, and that's what impacts your return on investment, which is what I think should be the criteria for any expense you spend at your home when the objective is to try and save utility money. You know, Tom, I know a lot of homeowners that have called me over the years, and they tell me how they've spent $20,000 or $30,000 to try and save money on their energy bill. And I just ask them, I say, well, how much money were you trying to save? It's like the utility company's the bad guy. You know, they just want to get the man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like you thought through the process very well. You had some lower investment price points that gave you a higher return on investment. But the fact that they did scoop the insulation out, they did lay this 8 and 12 inch diameter down and cover it with insulation, I'm fine with that. Like I say, it probably wasn't the highest return on investment thing you can do, but it's a smart thing to do. Absolutely.
Yeah, my expense was minimal anyway, so I thought it was a pretty good idea.
In the big scheme of things, I think you probably did well. With a house as tight as yours, as well insulated as yours, Tom, do you mind sharing with our listening audience, how big a home is it?
It's about 3,100 square feet.
Okay, at 3,100 square feet, how many people live in it?
Yeah, actually, just my wife and I. And actually, we're moving. We bought a new house in Gilbert.
Okay, all right. But in this home, how long have you been in it?
About 8 years.
Okay, 8 years, 3,100 square feet, two people. What temperature do you like to keep the house at in the middle of the summer?
I like 80. My wife likes 81, so it's usually 81.
Okay, so y'all keep it, and by my standards, y'all keep it warm, but that's where you want it. That's what's important. Now, in the middle of the, do you have a swimming pool?
Yes.
Okay, so in the middle of the summer, your utility bills, are you all electric?
No, we're gas.
You do have some gas. Well, your all-electric summer bill has got to be touching at about 300, 325, maybe as high as 400.
At times it might actually exceed that, correct.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, that's about what we try and tell people. In the middle of the summer, you're going to spend a dime to about 13 to 14 cents a square foot getting your house comfortable. And when people hear a lot of the advertising, they say that they're going to actually save 30 or 40% on their utility bill because of something that they do at their house. That's very seldom the truth. You're not going to save 30 or 40% of your utility bill. You have to be very, very perceptive. You have to be very astute here. You're going to save 30 to 40% of your cooling bill. And if I were king for a day, every one of these systems or every one of these products that are advertising 30 to 40% off your energy bill, I'd run them out of business. I'd run them out of Arizona because you're just not going to see it. What most people don't realize is in the middle of the summer, for Tom and his 3,100 square foot home, cooling it to 80 degrees, in the middle of the summer, only half of his energy bill has to do with cooling the house. The other half is with everything else that's going on in the house year-round, regardless of the season. More when we get back right here at Rosie on the House.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.